This is URN.
In 2010, the public failed to choose which party they wanted to lead the country. Instead, for the first time since 1974, a hung parliament occurred, with subsequent negotiations resulting in a Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition.
In their coalition manifesto, David Cameron and Nick Clegg promised to rebuild the economy whilst making sure fairness was at the heart of all policy decisions, with a focus on education, health and crime prevention.
It is a full programme of reform for a full parliament by a partnership government. In its pages are plans for a new green economy where we set enterprise free, for fairer taxes, for open and accountable government, for radical school reform, and for building the big society. It's a programme for 5 years of partnership government. Even if you've read 100 party manifestos, you've never read a document like this one. Not one party's ideas, not even just two parties' ideas, but a joint programme for government based on shared ambition and shared goals.
During this election campaign, Nick Clegg has vociferously defended the Liberal Democrats' decision to join a coalition, saying it was a necessary action to take.
However, throughout the election, Ed Miliband and the Labour Party have relentlessly attacked the decisions made by the coalition since 2010, saying they have worked only for those at the top of society.
2011, living standards down. 2012, living standards down. 2013, living standards down. And since the election, working people's living standards, £1,600 a year down. You're worse off under the Tories. Their 2010 manifesto promised, and I quote, an economy where people's standard of living rises steadily and sustainably. But they have delivered exactly the opposite.
What is the truth? What has the coalition actually done since 2010?
Famously left a note by Liam Byrne that there was no money, the coalition has made spending cuts to readdress the nation's budget problem. With statistics showing that the national deficit has reduced, the government has claimed things have only improved since Labour.
However, even Nick Clegg has admitted that the economy takes time to improve, and that the government may have cut too fast when they came to power.
We're cutting people's income taxes so they've got more money in their pockets to spend on the high street. We're investing more money than Labour ever planned in infrastructure and capital spending. We're reducing the red tape burden on businesses. But yes, it does take time. It does take time for the economy to properly heal.
The economic policy has led to the coalition having to make a number of welfare cuts, decisions which the Conservatives have blamed on the economic mess that was left by the Labour Party.
The coalition has split over welfare cuts in recent weeks, though, with Danny Alexander saying the Conservatives would have cut deeper without the Liberal Democrats in office.
Yet again, like everything else they've opposed to save the deficit which they left us with, £80 billion of savings they have opposed so far. Where's the money coming from? You know, tax, because that's what's going to happen. They'll tax people on average earnings and they will get punished.
And I think the Tories now need to come clean on what they'd really plan. They're putting forward £12 billion of welfare savings. They either know what they want to do and are trying to deceive people, or they don't know what they want to do, in which case this number is very reckless. These are things that Liberal Democrats blocked in government, that if the Tories had the chance by themselves, they might well try to push through. And so I think the British people need to know, given that the Tories are the party that wants to make the biggest cuts of any party, actually what they would do to the social security system.
Beyond the economy, the coalition has also made a number of changes to social policy.
From passing legislation which legalised same-sex marriage, to introducing the so-called bedroom tax and holding referendums on electoral reform and Scottish independence, the past 5 years has seen a number of changes to society as we know it.
I'm a strong believer in marriage. It helps people commit to each other, and I think it's right that gay people should be able to get married too. This is, yes, about equality, but it's also about making our society stronger.
If you think everything is perfect, if you think the way that our politics is run is absolutely faultless, then vote no. Stick with what you've got. But if you think we can make it a little bit fairer, a little bit better, and make all politicians of all parties work a little bit harder for your vote, then vote yes.
In 2009-10, the money spent on disability living allowance was £12.4 billion. By 2015, it will be £13.3 billion. There is no cut in the money going to the disabled. This government is protecting that money in spite of the mess that he made.
No matter the outcome of the election, the coalition government has survived a turbulent 5 years in office, something no one was predicting in May 2010.
although both the Liberal Democrats and Conservatives have been at loggerheads in recent weeks, they have worked together throughout this Parliament to deliver a government which has attempted both social and economic reform.
What will the legacy of the coalition truly be? Will the Liberal Democrats regret their decision? All will be decided tonight, as people from all across the country vote for their next government.